The artwork is screen printed on beige paper in layered splotches of vibrant colors. The 19 by 24 inch sheet appears to illustrate a colorful urn with text filling its undulating curves. Vivid colors and amorphous shapes printed in successive layers on top of each other make up a composition that is abstract but open to interpretation. The background is mostly light blue with green accents, vaguely resembling a map. Printed on top of this green and blue landscape, and at the very center of the horizontal axis of the composition, is the urn-like shape in a warm pinkish tone that looks somewhat like the bust of a woman or a silhouetted figure. The same pink color printed on top of the blue background creates oval-like streaks of cool-toned lavender, which overlap with the pink central figure. Sprouting from the bust form are strands of lines with flower-like bubbles hanging off the ends. These connecting cavern-like shapes are beige, revealing the color of the paper without pigments. The texture of the artwork is even and flat, making the words of a biblical verse printed in dark navy over the printed colors stand out. Drawing our initial focus is the word God in the upper center. The text in full reads, "The God of Abraham, of Jacob, of Isaac, be with you and fulfill his blessing in you, so that you may see your children's children to the third and fourth generation and thereafter, life everlasting life without end, by the help of our Lord Jesus Christ." There are only a few words per line, creating 8 lines in total, which mostly fit within the pink urn shape, with the exception of the words, "by the help of our," extending into a bulbous bubble on the bottom left corner of the canvas, and the words, "without end," extending out into the blue background toward the lower right. A second textual passage that reads, "Who is God, living and reigning, with the Father and the Holy Ghost forever? Amen," appears more faintly on the right side of the print. Its color is only slightly darker than the sky blue background on which it sits. Neither the size nor the style of the lettering is uniform. Capitalization varies, even across the same word. Some letters with circular shapes are filled in, others are not. Letters in the same word are sometimes twice as big as others, thus drawing attention to a few specific terms, such as God. In addition to legible letters, are triangle symbols with a dot at the center integrated into the text.